Guest analyst this afternoon, Terry Fitchner with RML Trading. Terry, we saw kind of the last couple of days, wheat markets been on the defensive here, soybeans on the plus side, corn caught in the middle.
Yeah, corn seems to kind of follow whichever which way wheat goes, and wheat kind of down hard today, and on the heels of yesterday finding out that they got 6 to 12 inches of snow in Kansas. So we got some winter wheat cover. We had also wheat exports, 676 metric tons this morning. Corn, 1,402 a metric tons, and beans, 1,025 metric tons. So we had good numbers, yet we failed to rally in that wheat. It's hopefully just a technical correction. I did hear a rumor that China and Russia signed an agreement to that Russia won't invade until after the games are over. And, of course, it's just a rumor, so take it for what it's worth. But
yep, exactly. Been hearing that wheat market may be profit-taking after it's been up so far?
I think so. You know, we ran up 50, 60 cents in 2 days, and now we've backed up, fair amount, 40 probably. So
yep. And then just production concerns out of South America underpinning that soybean complex?
Yeah, Associate General came out last night or late afternoon yesterday, and for their region, they lowered their bean crop by 48%. So that got the beans roaring yesterday, up 30 cents, and we got 6 cent follow through today on the upside.
Yeah, of course, we got the products higher too.
And the products are higher, yeah. That bean oil, well, palm oil is making new highs, as I understand it, just going crazy, and we've got that crude oil market's down 44 right now, but we got at a high today of 88.54, and many seem to think we're on our way there to 100, so that's going to keep bean oil well supported too.
Yeah. How about livestock? What went on there?
We had profit taking today in the hogs. They've had a really good run to the upside. We're off $1.77 there. Cash market continues to improve, and the weights are good. They're not slaughtering weight, way too many hogs. They're getting nice numbers. Cattle down 27. The box beef has been just going higher and higher, and basically they've been just chopping around this week within a $1 to $2 range.
Okay, yeah, more of a sideways type pattern.
Yeah.
Though. All right. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, the Fed came out yesterday and said they're going to start raising rates in March, and so we got that to look forward to. And we got a lot of volatility, and I think we're going to kind of continue with volatility.
Terry Fitchner at RML Trading.